Holiday spirits, we're on to our third holiday cocktail with Last Mountain Distillery. And today we're featuring something from Local Vodka. Now, if you're not familiar with Local Vodka, this is a local Saskatchewan-made vodka from Last Mountain Distillery. It's got a fantastic price point. If you're looking to try something that's Saskatchewan-made and a little bit different for the holidays, we suggest the Local Candy Cane Vodka. So that's what we're applying to this cocktail today. So Kelly's here. How are you, Kelly?
I'm good.
Glad to have you here. Mike, how about you? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Another day, another drink.
It's all right, right? Yeah. Okay, so here we are on a day where we've just recovered from the coldest night yet. We had temperatures that were scheduled to go down as low as minus 28. And then we have some snow this afternoon, feeling very, very wintry. So what's better on a cold winter day with snow to warm you up than hot chocolate?
I don't know if there's anything better.
Exactly.
And as soon as you said candy cane, I knew we were having hot chocolate.
See, yes, indeed. So ladies and gentlemen, we are going to test out the local vodka, local candy cane vodka with hot chocolate. So this is going to be a wonderful candy cane hot chocolate with a local spin to it. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. Just me. Okay. Anyways, we're going to get this all mixed up. We'll tell you the recipe. We'll have a taste and we'll let you know our thoughts coming up next on Holiday Spirits with Local Vodka and Last Mountain Distillery. Holiday Spirits, we've got our local candy cane vodka mixed up with a delightful hot chocolate. We've topped it off with some whipped cream for a good look, sprinkled it with some smashed up candy canes, and even stuck your own candy cane stir stick in there. So, gentlemen, give it a little taste along with that local candy cane vodka, and let me know what flavors hit you first. So, Mike, I see you're done your sip. What do you got to tell me?
You get hints of candy cane. You can taste the vodka. It's got a little bit of kick to it. Mm-hmm. And then you get that hot chocolate.
Mm.
Chocolate kind of at the end. So it's kind of that minty, vodka, chocolate at the end.
All right. So it's kind of three stages of enjoyment.
See, I think I just came up with a name. I think we should call this like the before eight or something like that.
Oh.
It's good. It's kind of got that like after eight type of minty chocolate, mm-hmm, Christmas. Like, oh. I've never had an after eight. That wasn't around Christmas time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Christmas type of thing, and this has that like minty chocolate perfect blend.
Mm-hmm. Now we garnished it with that whipped cream, and we gave you a candy cane stir stick. I noticed something's happened to those stir sticks. What's going on there?
They disintegrated quite a bit into this hot chocolate.
They melt.
There's still little candy remnants on the bottom, but yeah, they disappeared pretty quick. Yeah,
apparently, candy canes melt. Who knew?
Look at that. So that's adding to the flavor, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah,
wow. Adding to the sugar as well.
Nice touch.
It enhances it a little bit. Yeah, you get a little bit more of that candy cane.
So we promised you the recipe on this one, and now I want to make sure that everybody's sitting down. You've got your pen and your paper ready because it's going to take you a little bit, so let's try and keep up here, okay? So many people have these single-serve coffee machines at home. Get yourself a hot chocolate pod. Fire it in there. Make a hot chocolate. Number two, candy cane local vodka. Take a shot. Pour it in. Number three, top with whipped cream, garnish with a candy cane hat.
You don't even have to do that.
True. Yeah. You could just have hot chocolate.
And we did an ounce and a half.
That's right. Ounce and a half. Because these are big glasses. We did have some large size, beautiful, you know, restaurant style presentation here. It does look really nice. People like to eat tall food, and these are tall glasses. So if you're looking to make this yourself, basically hot chocolate and local candy cane vodka. Super simple.
It's hot chocolate for adults.
There you go. Exactly. So Kelly's going back for another sip here, and I'm noticing that the whipped cream is also melting in there now too. So do you think that's changing the flavor as well?
It's giving it a little more of a creamy.
It's kind of adding to the texture.
I see. Okay. All right.
It's nice.
Okay. So we've tried the local candy cane vodka with our candy cane vodka hot chocolate. We're going to come back in just a minute with our final thoughts and tell you where you can find your own local products. This is Holiday Spirits. Holiday Spirits with Last Mountain Distillery, and today with local candy cane vodka, we got ourselves a winter day. Some fluffy flakes fell earlier today. What better to warm up a winter day than a hot chocolate? Now, gentlemen, we had our candy cane hot chocolate featuring the local candy cane vodka. Final thoughts. I'm not going to ask for a rating, Mike. Don't worry.
I'm not going to endorse this in any way, but if you've got a flask and you go to a local hockey arena and you need to add something to your hot chocolate, this is it.
plan a safe ride home, of course.
Yes, but, yes. Make sure you go to drive.
But I'm telling you, this is the type of thing that would add to any sort of festive activity. Maybe you're going to do, say, like sleigh rides out at your acreage or something like that. If you want to serve something to your guests, this might be a really nice one to try out. Or perhaps you've got space where you live where you could go tobogganing in a private sort of setting.
Exactly.
You could take this out and serve it to your guests as well. And it's a nice warm-up, right, Kelly?
Yeah, and the thing I like about this is, it's like sometimes with vodka, it can be overpowering, I find. This is not overpowering at all.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's really, the vodka flavor is really mellow and kind of set back. The mint and the chocolate.
And as we've learned, as you let this kind of rest together, it kind of marries the flavors and it becomes more of a combined cocktail than the three distinct flavors that we kind of dove into at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a great hot drink in winter for after, well, like Kelly said, after 8 maybe, but yeah, even after noon if you don't want the high caffeinated things.
There you go. Yeah, you betcha. And now, if there's anything you would change about it, Kelly, you got any ideas?
I was going to say something about eggnog, but we've done eggnog. But that's my answer to everything around this time of year. Eggnog.
Well, what about the idea of making this into, say, like a mocha? What do you think? How do you think that would fly?
There you go. That's the only way.
Mocha would be good.
That's the only way you could elevate it, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's much you need to do with this one.
Wow.
If you don't have like a sweet, because this is quite sweet, mm-hmm. and especially with the candy canes melting in there, I'm pretty sure that's adding to the
sweetness. And the whipped cream.
So if you want to like temper that sweetness, then I think you can add some coffee.
Yeah, maybe a shot of espresso. Hey, dads. Yeah, dads unite. Go. We need it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, local candy cane vodka. It's available wherever you find any of your local products. Make sure to enjoy responsibly. If you want to learn more about local products, you go to lastmountaindistillery.com. They've got a full list of all the different products that are made locally and proudly right here in Saskatchewan. With Holiday Spirits for Last Mountain Distillery, I'm Nick. Thanks to Mike and Kelly. Thanks for being here, gentlemen.
Thanks Nick.
Have a great day.